As we continue to hear the journey of Abraham, we recognize that God really radically removed Abraham from all of his comfort zone, from everything that his age and time defined him to be, to have an inheritance, to have a son that will kind of take on his role and continue on his legacy. God removed all of that possibility in the beginning so Abraham can find trust in God alone. And then afterward, he entered into a covenant with Abraham, asking him to be faithful to him. God has always been about covenantal love, the love that comes from the heart, the love that is ever faithful, the love that frees us from any social, any political, any humanistic definition or enslavement or anything of the like. When we think of freedom nowadays, we often think that it's freedom to do whatever I want, freedom from something, freedom from enslavement, freedom from this world, freedom from whatever is stopping me from living my full life, my full self, whatever I want. But freedom for us as Christians had never about escaping from something. It's for something greater, for God. We have the freedom to be God's children, to truly be free, not only on the outside to do whatever we want, but deep from within, to love God. Today in the gospel reading, we heard a man who had leprosy. And the Lord told him, you know, what do you want? And he said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, not that I wish, but if you wish, Lord, you can make me clean. If you wish, Lord, you can heal me. If you wish, Lord, you can do anything that you want in my life. But only as you desire it. Only if you wish it. Only if you will it. This is our prayer. We don't come to God and say, Lord, I want this, and I want it now. And I want it immediately, and this is the only way that I want it. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. And Jesus, as you hear today, wanted his faith. Jesus didn't want to prove himself for anybody. He didn't care about what the priests or what the Pharisees or the scribes were going to think about him. He knew who he was. He was free from all of those definitions or all those labels or titles or power or influence or prestige. He told the man with leprosy to show himself to the priest so that he can be welcomed back into the community that have shunned him, that have pushed him away, that have ignored him, that have abandoned him. Jesus did that so that this man who was lonely, isolated, and abandoned is now being welcomed back and loved. This is what the freedom Jesus won from us. He healed us deep from within so that we can be welcomed back, loved, and belong. Jesus is never about proving himself to others. He knew who he was because he knows who he is. And he wants us to have that sense of communion with him and with one another. What can we do? My brothers and sisters, there are so many people who are hurt right now. Within the last few weeks, I've been at Red River numerous times. A lot of people who are hurt. And they bear not only the physical wounds, but also the invisible ones. And it's important for us that we come to prayers not only praying for ourselves, for our own need, for our own liking, our own whatever. Let us pray, let us love, let us welcome, But also at the same time, let us be the what we're called to be, the wounded healers. The one who have been healed by Jesus' own wounds. And even though we're all imperfect, even though we're broken, even though we're limited with our shortcomings, we can bring everyone to the great healer who loves them, and to let him heal them deep from within. And we can heal each other in a very limited way by how we pray, by how we love, by how we care, and by how we reflect and emulate the love of Christ for one another too.